I'd like to say, first of all, how truly thankful that I am that the family invited me to speak and have the opportunity to say a few words. You know, I knew Sister Daisy for probably 20 years, and therefore I know a lot of you. And some of you I feel like almost a part of the family with. You know, there's no more fitting song, I think, than that was just sang about the lighthouse. Because in knowing Sister Daisy, I know that she made that decision to find the lighthouse years ago. You know, it's said in a lot of places that we preach our own funeral, that basically our life is a testament. Our character precedes ourselves. And Sister Daisy was probably one of those people who I believe was a pillar of strength, not only for her family, but in her Christian walk. I remember years ago seeing her with her grandchildren in church, and she made sure they were there every time the doors were open, and listening to the sermons and always having a kind word to say. You know, the last time that I saw Sister Daisy and was able to talk to her, she had a way of saying what was on her mind. And if you didn't want to know the truth, you didn't need to ask her. She saw me, and I was so glad to see her because I hadn't seen her in a long time. And some of you know I worked for the Sheriff's Department for a while, and then I got out of law enforcement and went back in ministry. And she told me, said, you know, you kind of got away there for a while, but now you're back and you're doing good. I'm proud of you. And I said, well, thank you, Sister Daisy. And I loved her for that. She was a dear, kind person. And so what do you say to somebody who's lived a life like that? Just like Brother Dan said a minute ago, you know, we have to look to their legacy. And her legacy is what's sitting here before us. All these children and grandchildren, all the loved ones. So we have to look and see, what would Sister Daisy say if she were here? What would she want said at her funeral? And I think more than anything else, she'd want us to get down to business and do the job that's supposed to be done. And I think if she was to say anything, she would say to her family, be strong, remain together, find peace among yourselves. I know that one of the most important things to her, as I talked to her, was that her family find peace. You have to remember that in this world that we live in today and in the tumultuous times that we live in, that family is basically all we have. And so it's very important to find that place to where you can resolve problems, put those aside, and look to the more important things, which is the love that Jesus Christ gave us by dying on the cross so that we could have eternal life, and giving the ability to love Him, and not only in loving Him, but loving each other also. So stay together and keep your love for one another. So important. In Proverbs, the 31st chapter, about the verse 10, it talks about a virtuous woman, and I could find no more scripture than was more fitting than this. It says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship, she bringeth forth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Nothing more fitting. Remember Sister Daisy for her works. Remember her life. Remember the choice that she made and the choice that she would desire you to make. And I feel it would be a travesty if I did not tell you this morning that the grace of God is available for you here today. And if you've not made a choice to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life, then it's a serious time to think about it. When someone goes on to be with the Lord, it's a time when we have these things come into our consciousness and we need to understand that we're all going the way of the grave unless the Lord comes and raptures. But it's appointed man wants to die. Understand this. I dare say I'm no man's judge, but I knew our beloved Sister Daisy. And I'm no man's judge, but I'm a pretty good fruit picker. And I know that she was a good woman. And I feel like it. I'm not reaching too far to say that she's enjoying right now a very pleasant time with the Lord. But you don't have to leave here not having the same thing. You may say, Brother Rick, you don't understand me. You don't know my life. It doesn't make any difference. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that each and every one of you could have eternal life. And it's just as simple as asking God to forgive you for your sins, to come in, cleanse you. By faith, reach out to God and let Him indwell you. And then God commanded to be baptized. Understand this, that your works or being good will never get you close to God. But it's simply the grace of God that puts you in contact with Him. For no man is worthy, no woman. God was the only one that was worthy. And when He hung on Calvary at the cross, He made us able to walk up and receive from God. So receive this free gift. Find the lighthouse like Sister Daisy did years ago. This is her blessing to you. This is her legacy that she left behind. That you find the same gospel that she found. Understanding that Jesus Christ is here for you and that you can make Him your Savior. And you can live eternally. And when you get ready to cross to the other side, you can see Grandma and Mom and Sis and all the above again. I think there's no more beautiful legacy than that. What else can be said? I've got another scripture for you before we close. In Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 3, it says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He dwell with them. And they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Gone. Sister Daisy's not in pain now. And it's hard for us to let go as human beings to something that we love. That's our mother, our grandmother, our sister, our aunt. It's hard for us in our flesh to let go, but Sister Daisy's in a much better place. And she's not suffering now. She's not crying anymore. But she is in the hands of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for this woman's life, her legacy that she left behind. We know, Lord, that these earthly remains, Lord, do not contain the spirit of our beloved sister, but that she's gone on. And I pray, God, that these people here this morning hear what you're trying to say, that they make the same choice for eternal life. God, I pray that you be with this family in their time of sorrow, that you give them the peace that passes all understanding, that you bless each and every one, and we thank you for the many things that you've done in this family. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.